Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Fan. I'm Bart Winkler. Ryan Horvath. We'll have trivia later this hour. Take us out to the Paul game. Paul Imig, our host. Right now, we're going to go through the Week 8 games. One game last night, the Falcons beat the Panthers. A one-score game late because of a missed extra point, but the Panthers couldn't get it done. Teddy Bridgewater, I like him. I think he's looked good.
Yeah.
Last night, he did not look good at all.
Well, he took a cheap shot in that game. But even before that, yeah, he didn't look very good. We did give away, though, two winners on the show. Remember we said this line's fishy, and I gave out both plays that won on the sides. Unfortunately, despite being 2-0 on the night of my gambling picks, I lost money because I played a bunch of props. Last night was not the night to play props. I had Bridgewater over 280 yards passing.
No, like everybody was under.
Everybody went under. I had Todd Gurley, even though Kevin Payne, who you could catch every Thursday, 8:35. Use the hashtag AskKevin. He helps you with your fantasy football. He told me Todd Gurley's going under tonight. I still went over. And then I had one of the receivers on Carolina. I didn't play Robbie Anderson.
DJ Moore.
DJ Moore, over 70 yards receiving. He went under that total.
So we look at the rest of the games, and I'll give my pick, but really Horvat's the one you want to listen to. Horvat had a weekend so good where you can't even really talk about it.
Yeah, well, now I can a little bit because all my money's there. I made a lot of money. I made more money, actually, last weekend than I've made here at the radio station in the last 2 years. And that's not a joke.
I know.
My wife was even a little nervous, like, man, maybe we should move back to Illinois. It's legal there.
The Ravens and the Steelers. So Horvath will have the line, and I will have a fun fact, which I will make up or find on the fly. Some of these fun facts may actually not even be true.
Okay.
Because sometimes I can't find one. Did not research.
Come on now.
But I try to find a fun fact. Well, my fun fact for this game, I think it's true. They play at noon. This will be the first time in the history of Ravens Steelers that they do not play on Sunday Night Football. I think that's true. It might be false, but it feels true. And in 2020, if it feels true, that's good enough for me. So the Ravens at 5-1 host the Steelers at 6-0. Steelers are the lone undefeated team left in the league. I would think because it's at home, the Ravens are going to be favored?
The Ravens are favored by 3.5 points as of right now. This line has been kind of all over the place. It opened up with Baltimore at 5.5 as favorites at home. The game's in Baltimore. Now, actually, just another line adjustment. Now it's at 4. So the Ravens are 4-point favorites at home against the Steelers this weekend.
I'm going to take Baltimore. I told you I like the Lamar Jackson play. I'm going to take Baltimore. I know Lamar's not had the fantasy numbers that maybe you thought he would if you drafted him as high as I did in leagues. But I don't know. Even though the Steelers' defense is known to be good, I do like the Ravens to put up some points this week.
Yeah, see, I'm actually going to go with the Steelers. I don't really have a fun fact because this is just a personal play. I think the Steelers win this game outright. I think they're the better football team, to be quite honest with you. I really like the offensive side of the ball and defensive side of the ball. I like what Roethlisberger's look like thus far. I'm going to go with Pittsburgh to win this game and beat Baltimore. I think Baltimore is a great football team, but there's just something missing on the offensive side of the ball. We talked about it yesterday. They're just not running the football the way that they did last year. Yet, if you look at the point differential, they're still, like, blowing teams out. I'm not sold on Baltimore this year or Lamar Jackson winning a big game. Until he wins this one, then I'll go back to betting on him. But he's got to beat Patrick Mahomes or he's got to beat a dominant team, and he hasn't done that yet. So I'm going to go with the Steelers to win this game outright. I'm going to take him on the money line.
We have the other games to tell you about.
Mm-hmm.
And the next one is.
Well, you're going. You want me to go in the order or you got it?
No, I'll do it.
Oh, you're looking for your fun facts.
I was researching about Josh Allen for our next game.
We got Hawaii and Wyoming.
Because the Bills host the Patriots. Bills at 5-2 have an inside track on the AFC East. Patriots, the normal winner of that division. A little bit of a panic setting in. Cam Newton suddenly not good. They are 2-4. I'm going to guess the spread is Bills by 6.5.
No. Bills by 4. It was at 3. Ooh. 59% of the money, though, on Buffalo. A lot of money on the under, something that Nick Costos was talking about. It's going to be really windy this weekend for a lot of these games. So the total was at 45.5, now all the way down to 41, which I'm going over, if anything, in that game. I'm just not playing under 41 points. But, yeah, Baltimore, four-point favorites at home. This is a game I already played. I played this one on Monday as soon as the live line or whatever the hell you call it came out. I went against my numbers here. I'm playing New England to cover 4 points, despite the fact that I should be taking the Bills, and if you're smart, you'll probably take the Bills. I'm not betting on Bill Belichick to lose. What would this be, 4 in a row? But the Bills are 6-0-1 against the spread in their last 7 games played in November. They're a November football team. They're 4-0 against the spread in their last 4 games as a home favorite. They're favored by 4 points. They're 4-0-2 against the spread in their last 6 games after they allowed less than 250 total yards in their previous game. Meanwhile, the Patriots, under Bill Belichick, crazy stat, I have to relook at this one, 3-8 against the spread in their last 11 games following a straight-up loss more than 14 points. So you would say, okay, the Patriots got blown out last game. They're going to come back with a vengeance. No, after they get blown out, they're 3-8 against the spread. 1-4 against the spread in their last 5 games overall this season. And 1-4 against the spread in their last, 5 games this season. So the numbers are saying take the Bills. I'm going with the Patriots. I think Bill Belichick gets something figured out. And I'd expect a bigger weekend from Cam Newton, too.
Fun fact regards Josh Allen, who grew up in a town called Fireball, California.
Whiskey.
Now, he was being Fireball.
Oh, I thought you said Fireball.
Like Sammy Baugh.
Mm.
Fireball.
Gotcha.
So he grew up in a town, and there were some of the Central Valley schools in California that wanted him to transfer in high school to get more exposure, and his parents wouldn't let him. They said, Josh, our family mantra is, and this is true, this is the Allen family mantra, you bloom where you're planted. So you grew up here. This is where you succeed.
Is that a true story?
Yeah.
Hmm. I thought it was because he didn't get any D1 offers.
Well, he didn't get any D1 offers either because he spent a lot of his time as a farmer. He was also a member of the National FFA organization, receiving numerous awards for his agricultural work, including a top 4 in the nation rank in diversified crop production of cantaloupe, cotton, and wheat back in 2014. Josh Allen.
That probably means that he went to the big convention, which is held in Indianapolis every single year, and they always get a free concert for the kids. Rascal Flatts was there one year. You may ask, how do you know this, Ryan? Well, I lived in Iowa, where FFA is huge.
The Bengals are 1-5-1. They host the Titans. Joe Burrow, who you like this week, has had a very good rookie season, but he's unable to win these games. I would say that's because of the team around him. Joe Mixon's status is in question. Titans lost their first game of the year against the Steelers, but they made that game close. They're 5-1. They play this game in Cincinnati. Horvat, the line.
Yeah, so this is another one that I bet right away because I knew the line would only go up, and I got it actually. It opened up at 3.5. I bought the hook for just -120, meaning I'm laying 100 to, or I'm laying 120 to win 100. So I got Tennessee -3. That line, all the money came in, obviously, on Tennessee. 68% of the bets on the Titans in this game. So the lines jumped all the way up now to 6. So the line that opened up with the Titans being favored by 3.5 points now is all the way up to 6 points that they're favored by. The numbers at that number, tell you to take the 6 points with Cincinnati. They're 5-1 against the spread in their last 6 games, 4-1 against the spread in their last 5 games versus a team from the AFC South. Meanwhile, Tennessee, despite being a really good football team, just hasn't been covering. 2-5 against the spread in their last 7 games, 1-5 against the spread in their last 6 games against the Bengals. I got the number where I wanted, though. I do think that they win by a field goal. So I went with Tennessee, but at +6, if that goes up to 6.5, 7, I might take the Bengals as a touchdown.
I think I like the Bengals.
Yeah.
They are playing well. They've got to win one of these games.
But would you take do you like the Bengals at 6, but would you like the Titans at 3?
I might actually take the Bengals at 3.
So you think they're going
to
win?
I think I like the Bengals this week to win outright.
To win outright.
I think I do.
Against Tennessee.
I think I do. I do.
You then go with it. That should be your upset.
I like the contrarian trend here.
It is +210 on the money line. So if you love the Bengals, you could lay 100 to win 200 ish.
Yeah, I think I like it. The Browns. Oh, I need a fun fact. Oh my God. Joe Burrow won the Heisman.
Joe Burrow is older than Lamar Jackson. People hashtag people do forget, despite being in the league for 3 more years. Joe Burrow is actually older than him, and he's a rookie.
The Browns. Just let me lay this out for everybody.
Joe Burrow went to Ohio State.
The Browns started in Cleveland, moved to Baltimore. Then the Baltimore Ravens are like, the Browns, you can still have the history. So the Browns are hosting the Raiders, who went from Los Angeles to Oakland to Los Angeles to Oakland. I might have screwed that up, but now they're in Vegas.
Yeah.
And they flirted with San Antonio every year for 2 decades, but now they're in Vegas. This game in Cleveland, Browns 5-2. Raiders, the one team to beat the Chiefs, who everybody thinks is the best team in the league, but yet they're only 3-3.
Yeah, and Nick Costos joined our show earlier. He said he loves the Browns in this game. Well, I love the Las Vegas Raiders, not only to cover the 2.5 points. The spread opened up at 3.5. It's down to 2.5 because 57% of the bets right now are on the Las Vegas Raiders, who I like to go on the road and not only cover but win this game outright. The Vegas Raiders play better when they're not in Vegas, kind of like Ryan Horvath. I play better at Pato than I do in Las Vegas because I'm not usually hammered at the tables. Vegas, 4-1 against the spread in their last 5 road games. The Browns, 3-7 against the spread in their last 10 games overall. 1-6 against the spread in their last 7 games against AFC opponents. 4-14-1 against the spread in their last 19 games in November. No November rain for them. I'm going with the Raiders to win.
They're going to be without Odell Beckham, the Browns are, in this game.
He tore his ACL. He is out for the year.
And it's also known, it's a fun fact that...
Is Chubb back, though? I got to check.
I don't think so.
No, Chubb's out for a while, yeah.
Landry and Odell Beckham went to LSU together, and now it's cool that they play on the same pro team. My fun fact is they also consider each other their best friend.
Mm-hmm.
So they're best friends.
Yeah, and another fun fact, Jarvis Landry actually threw a touchdown pass to Odell Beckham Jr. this year. Baker Mayfield, more commercials.
Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
Yeah, they did. So what's the line on this one again? I'm sorry, I was looking up a fun fact.
You're okay. This line would be just 2.5. Vegas is 2.5-point dogs. I like them to win on the road. Browns come back down to earth.
Yeah, I like Vegas here.
Yeah, right?
I'm going to take Vegas.
And you know everybody's going to be on the Browns.
Yeah, because they won last week.
And nobody should ever trust the Browns. Like, you and I are the second biggest Browns fans on this planet.
Right, we're tied.
Yeah, we're tied.
Behind the Miz.
Yeah.
Detroit's 3-3. The Colts are 4-2. This game in Detroit. I'll tell you right now, I like Detroit. I like Detroit.
To win the game?
I like Detroit to win.
Okay. The spread in this one, let me pull this one up really quick. It's opened up. The Colts were 3-point favorites on the road. 53% of the money came in on the Colts, yet the spread went down to 2.5. Let's go with the Lions to win this game outright and cover the 2.5. You already know I'm high on the Lions. I take them every week. I think that they're a lot better than they're given credit for. And I think the Colts are a very overrated team. They're 1-4 against the spread in their last 5 games after allowing more than 250 yards through the air. The Colts are also 1-4-1 against the spread in their last 6 road games. They're on the road in Detroit. Give me the Lions here.
What's the over-under?
The point total would be on this one, 51, now down to 50. A lot of money in on the over. 50 points.
It's in a dome on a week where there's a lot of wind.
Give me over.
Last 2 times they played 4 years ago, there were 74 points scored. And 8 years ago they played, there were 68 points scored. So these two teams, when they've played.
You know what? I like the Lions so much, I actually have to sign onto my account and bet $300.
Yeah, I like the
right
over.
I
like the over and the Lions.
Yeah, I really like the Lions.
Where can I bet besides Bovada? Because I told them to never let me
come. I can't bet
come.
Bovada anymore. They cut me off.
Is there somewhere else that's illegal?
I got a site that I won't give a plug to because, legal or illegal are you looking for?
Where can I deposit money and get money back?
I'll talk to you after the show. Let's go Lions right now, though. So let's help people out here. So this is maybe my lock of the week, actually. I think I've changed my mind.
Over or Detroit or both?
No, just Detroit. I could get them right now +3.5 for -130. Buy a full point for -130, and I just did it. I just bet $300.
All right. Well, here's a fun fact for you. Last week, Matt Stafford became the second quarterback in the Super Bowl area where twice he threw a game-winning touchdown with 0 seconds on the clock. So now Matt Stafford's done it twice. Only one other quarterback has done it twice.
Aaron Rodgers.
Tim Couch.
Shut up.
Tim Couch.
Kentucky legend.
Packers host the Vikings 5-1 versus 1-5.
Oh.
I've completely overlooked this game because I think the Packers are going to roll. Spread on this one?
Yeah, the spread on this one, Minnesota 6.5-point dogs, now down to 6. I played the Packers.
I like the Packers to cover that.
I played the Packers -6, and then I took the Vikings +7.5 because they're coming off an embarrassing home loss. But usually after an embarrassing loss, they bounce back. If you look at Mike Zimmer after a loss, 29-11 against the spread when coming off consecutive losses. They've lost 2 in a row. Minnesota, 38-14 against the spread in their last 52 games following a straight-up loss. 6-1 against the spread in their last 7 games following a double-digit loss at home. Meanwhile, the Packers, 1-3-1 against the spread in their last 5 games in November. I'm going to go with Minnesota to cover 7.5, but the Packers to win the game, which is way too much to do, but I'm doing it.
Fun fact, there are no fans at the stadium because Wisconsin is the epicenter of COVID-19 cases in the world.
Yeah, and the Badgers don't have a game this Saturday because of it, but, you know, what else?
I'm going to take the Packers.
Yeah.
The Chiefs are 6-1. The Jets are 0-7. Now, the line on this right now sits at, what, 19.5, I believe?
Yeah. You can still get some 21s out there, though.
All right, so if it's 21, it would make it the 8th highest spread of all time. The highest spread of all time was Denver hosting Jacksonville. In October of 2013, they were 27.5-point favorites when Peyton Manning was there. Now, in the 7 previous games where the spread has been higher than it is in this Jets-Chiefs game, the team that was favored did not cover 6 of the 7 times. So typically, if a spread gets this high, the team will not cover. That's my fun fact. Oh. I will take the... I'm going to take the Jets. 19.5, I'm going to take the Jets.
Yeah, so if I could get this at 22, I'll probably take the Jets. But my numbers tell you to take the Chiefs. Obviously, the Jets 1-6 against the spread in their last 7 overall. They are also 1-6 against the spread in their last 7 games after scoring less than 15 points in the previous game. Meanwhile, the Chiefs are 3-0-1 against the spread against a team with a losing record, and they're 6-0-1 against the spread in their last 7 games overall. Give me, if it's at 19.5, I think the Chiefs win this game by 3 touchdowns and cover that big spread.
The Dolphins at 3-3 host the Rams at 5-2. Now, Tua will start in this game for Miami. They are a playoff contender, and they're going to make the quarterback switch. Ryan Fitzpatrick has led the Dolphins to wins of 24 points or more the last 2 weeks, but he's being benched for Tua, the future in Miami. Fun fact, he will be the first left-handed quarterback to start a game since Kellen Moore in 2016.
No, you got to go Tua.
What's the line here?
The line on this one is weird. The Dolphins are 3.5-point dogs at home.
That sounds about right. They're starting a new quarterback.
I would figure that they're playing the Rams. I thought the Rams would open up as touchdown favorites. This line is fishy.
Well, maybe bettors are betting on Tua.
They shouldn't be. I'm betting on the Rams because they're 4-0 against the spread.
I'm taking the Rams here.
Yeah. I'm going to go with the Rams here as well.
But again, live bet, if you see Sean McVay, you can always tell on the first drive based on his demeanor if the Rams are going to win or lose that game. You can always tell with him.
Miami's given up over 30 points to the Bills and Seahawks this season. You look at the Rams and their offensive weapons and their play calling from Sean McVay. I may take the over in this game, and I'm going to hammer the Rams. There's something fishy going on there, though. No way Tua wins his first career start. I'm going to go with the Rams.
Well, he could.
Well, yeah. I mean, anything could happen.
But it seems like he won't. I get what you're saying.
I mean, he's playing the Rams, dude. Like, in his first start ever, he has to go against Aaron Donald and Jalen Ramsey on the defensive side of the ball. Aaron Donald's not going to be Defensive Player of the Year because that's going to be Myles Garrett, despite the fact that he's on one of the worst defenses. He's been awesome. But Aaron Donald's still the best football player on this planet. So I think Tua is going to get ate alive on Sunday.
So those are the noon games. We'll get into the afternoon games here, and we're going to do some trivia in about 10 minutes or so. And Paul Emig will be here to host the trivia, but we're going to bring Paul in to do the 3 o'clock games with us as well. So a little bit of a treat. Paul Emig will be here to help with the 3 o'clock games. We did all the noon games. Do you have a Packer prediction, by the way? I think the Packers kill them again. I think these games, these Fridays have been like, all right, well, we're going to kill them. What's next? I'm already looking ahead to the Niners.
Yeah, no, Houston shouldn't have posed much of a challenge, and they didn't. This version of Minnesota shouldn't pose much of a challenge. I don't suspect they will. And then you look forward to games that actually probably tell you more about how good the Packers actually are.
Broncos, all right, we'll do the 3 o'clock games. Broncos host the Chargers, both teams 2-4. Horvy, the line on this one.
Broncos, Chargers, the line on this one is 3. The Chargers are 3-point favorites on the road.
What do you like?
In this one, to be quite honest, nothing. And I really don't have any, I don't have any numbers on this one because I just don't plan on betting it. If I had to, gun to my head, I would go, 3 points, 58% of the money on the Chargers, yet the line hasn't moved. Give me Denver at home to win outright and cover the 3.
I'm going to take Denver there, too.
The altitude.
Paul, what do you like? Denver and the Chargers.
So you guys going on the spread, or is it just straight up?
Yeah, we're doing spread because we're smart enough to do that.
Yeah, real good stuff, real good stuff. I'll go with Denver as well, given the 3. He's at 3.5?
Yeah.
3?
Yeah.
I'll let you buy 3.5 if you want for minus 120.
Yeah, I'm buying it, man. Give me 3.5.
Yeah, Denver. You always take the hook. You know, somebody told me, I had this conversation because I had an undefeated week, and somebody that hosts one of these gambling shows that gives out losing picks every week said to me, well, hey, I'm not going to knock it that you buy points, but, you know, just do what you got to do. And I was like, well, yeah, how would you knock it, bro? I just went 14-0 in a day. So always buy points. Don't let these Vegas losers tell you that you're doing something wrong. Anytime you get the hook, like how many times, Paul, do you watch a game that comes down to a final field goal? A lot,
yeah.
Right?
Well, which show are you referring to, though, specifically?
I was talking to Clay Travis this past weekend.
Okay.
His show, his gambling show. He's been giving out a lot of
losers. I have these odds.
He's a good buddy of mine.
Next Tuesday, we're going to go over. It's the one election-themed thing I'll do.
Oh, no.
There's a lot of odds for who's going to be the president in 2024, but a lot of them are sports or entertainment figures.
Is The Rock on there?
The Rock's on there. So instead of doing a cameo challenge, I'm going to ask you and Evan, like, who do you think's got better odds to be president? I think that'll be a fun little thing. Hashtag get out the vote. But Clay Travis's name is on the – you can actually bet on it. So Mr. Stick the Sports Guy has strayed from it so much, you can actually bet on him
– to be president.
To be president in 4 years. Fun fact – what's that, Paul?
So about Saints at Bears.
Well, fun fact – I have a fun fact first. I do fun facts. I was offered Joshua Kelly for Joe Burrow, and I'm going to decline that.
I'm starting Josh Kelly this weekend. Yeah, I'm starting Kelly this weekend. You like him, though?
Oh, I'm going to decline it. I'm going to keep Burrow. Should I trade him for Kelly?
No, keep Burrow. Yeah, no.
But I start Josh Allen.
Oh, I'd keep Burrow. Okay. Is it a keeper league especially?
No.
Yeah, Josh Allen runs with the football a lot. What if he has a fluke injury? I'd keep Burrow.
All right.
Yeah, I would too.
Bears host the Saints. Bears are 5-2. Saints are 4-2.
Yeah.
Joe Buck and Troy Aikman will be calling this one from Soldier Field. The line on this one.
So all the money coming in on New Orleans, 56% of it, opened up where the Saints were 3-point favorites. Now it's all the way up to 5, and I don't care. I don't care if it's Saints minus 8. Give me the Saints. They're 6-0-1 against the spread in their last 7 games played in week 8. Meanwhile, the Bears are 2-8 against the spread in their last 10 games following a straight-up loss. They lost last week. Give me the Saints to win big, blow out the Bears. Bears are coming back down to earth, baby.
Are the Bears now? Is this the start of the decline?
I think they'll still win some games.
They're at home too. Chicago is.
Yeah. You know that you can put up points on the Saints, but if the Bears can put up points on the Saints, then anybody can. So, I think Chicago is not what their record would tell you that they're that good. So I'm going to go with New Orleans on the road.
Fun fact on the Bears: they were not created by George Halas.
No.
A.E. Staley created the team.
Deuce's
in 1919.
Yeah.
He named the team the Decatur Staleys. He owned a food starch company in Decatur, Illinois. So his last name was Staley. He named the team after himself. George Halas bought the team for $100 in 1921.
Wow.
That's your fun fact.
I remember when you could buy a football team for $100.
Well, you could also, the guy that took over the Bobcats in Charlotte, they're the Bobcats because his name was Bob.
Yeah.
And the Browns are that way too, I believe.
Yeah.
Really?
After Paul Brown.
Yeah. Oh, right.
And it was his favorite color. Hashtag people tend to forget.
Seattle hosts the Niners. Seattle's 5-1. Niners are 4-3.
Yeah.
This should be a good one as well. It's also on Fox. Red Zone Channel going to come in handy big time on this one. The line on this one.
Here's another game where I went against my numbers. The line is Seattle minus 2.5 now.
Wow.
Yet getting 52% of the bets. Here's what the number – I got the Niners plus 4 when it came out, and I love it. I absolutely love it. I think they may win outright. But the numbers are going to tell you don't bet San Francisco. They're 4-9 against the spread in their last 13 games following a big win, which means more than 14 points, which they did last week. They're 1-3-1 against the spread in their last 5 games played in November. Meanwhile, Seattle is coming off a loss. Their last 17 games coming off a loss against the spread, 11-4-2. So give me, I don't care, I'm going against my own numbers, San Francisco to cover 4 points.
That's craziness. Why would you go against the numbers? I thought we bet the numbers.
We usually do, but this is just kind of like, I think San Francisco isn't getting the type of respect that they deserve yet. And I think that some people are overreacting to the Deebo Samuel injury. I don't even think San Francisco is going to need to throw the football a whole lot in this game.
I'll take Seattle's the Niners here.
Seattle's defense is atrocious.
Seattle plays the same game every week. It's always a one-score game that comes down to the end.
Yep.
I'll happily take the Seahawks. And I also would say that, Ryan, you'll need an amendment to your T-shirt that says we usually bet the numbers.
You're right. I will have to do that. We usually bet the numbers until we play the San Francisco 49ers and then Kyle Shanahan just zone runs the hell out of you.
I would speed this picks up to get the trivia, but Evan's not here yet. And it's 9:30.
Well, we could just go old school, me versus you.
So that's true. I'm going to send him a where are you text.
Send a smoke signal.
Evan took last place last week, and then he said, well, this isn't for me anymore. He got scared off.
Yeah.
He got a where are you bitmoji because it is 9:30.
Well, Sparky's in the office. He could go against me and try to break the streak.
Fun fact on this one, Seattle used to be coached by Mike Holmgren. Mike Holmgren used to coach the Green Bay Packers. There's a famous Sports Illustrated cover where Mike Holmgren and Brett Favre are eating together at a diner. Missing Links is the title of the cover. They would not be able to get together today because in 2020, if you do not agree on politics, you cannot be friends. Mike Holmgren and Brett Favre have endorsed different candidates for president. So how about that one? Sunday
that
Night Football.
Fun fact.
The Eagles host the Cowboys. Oh, yeah, baby. I am Jack for this. I love the NFC East. I actually created the nickname NFC Least. It's got taken from me, but that's okay. I just like people to enjoy it. I don't need credit. I'm not that hungry. I'm the most humble guy you'll ever meet outside of Craig Carton. 2-4-1 are the Eagles. The Cowboys are 2-5. The line.
The line on this one is now the Eagles are 9.5-point home favorites.
I like Dallas.
Yeah, you know what?
9.5?
I'm not even going to look at numbers for this game. There is no reason either of these teams should be near double-digit favorites.
No.
So you're giving me, I don't care, 9.5 on either of them. You know what I mean? So
yes.
Dallas eventually has to win a game, right? Probably not this week against the Eagles, but they at least got to play well in one of these games. Although, I say that, but they've completely given up on McCarthy. Like, that team has. You know what? I'll bring out my numbers, guys. I'll bring out the numbers, damn it. Let's see here. What do we got on this one? I got to go into my... And I actually don't have any numbers for this one. There's, like,
they
no... There's
the
no
5 points.
There's no trends that I like in this game, minus just that that's a lot of points, and I think the Eagles cover it.
Yeah, the numbers said, like, oh, maybe we can just take Sunday night off.
The numbers actually said if you bet this game, you are a degenerate gambler. Call an 800.
You do think the Eagles will cover nine?
No, no, the Cowboys will. I don't know, actually. Maybe the Eagles may win 42-0. I literally have no idea. I wouldn't bet this game if it was the only game on the board.
Well, I'm taking Dallas to cover, Paul.
I'll bet Korean baseball before this crap.
At that number, yes, Dallas. Though I am intrigued at the weekly Monday morning craziness that comes out of Dallas about Mike McCarthy. One week it's that his players are going anonymous against him in the media. The next week, it's Jay Glazer got him the job.
Yeah. Scoops Callahan needs to get to the bottom of that, in my opinion.
Fun fact on this game.
Nobody will be watching.
Well, I will.
Well,
I love the NFC East.
Yeah, you even gave it a nickname.
The NFC Least.
People forget, yep.
The fun fact on this game is that Mike McCarthy needs football right now.
What I found is our family needs us, you know. I don't know why this question. Sorry. We need to do this. We need football right now. We won't need it forever, but we need it right now.
Giants.
I still don't even understand what that means.
I don't either.
Okay.
Don't you think that should be like just take out football and put in a win, and he should use that as his rallying cry for Sunday's game? I don't know why, but we really need this right now. We need this win.
The part I don't get is he says we won't always need it, but we need it now. When the hell won't you need football?
There was no follow up to that. I don't know.
Once the nest is empty.
Sometimes if Tom Pelissero did the interview, if you have gold like that, you don't ask the follow up. You just let it go.
I would have been like, Mike, tell us what went down on that March night when you were kicked out of that B squad basketball game.
The last game of the week is Monday night. Giants host the Buccaneers, 1-6, hosting 5-2. The line here.
Giants Bucks. I gotta go to my Monday slate here. The line
Let's
would
guess
be
what it is.
12 points. Tampa Bay favored on the road.
I'm gonna take Tampa.
To cover 12?
Yeah.
To win by two scores on the road, taking on the Giants.
Giants suck.
Yeah, they're brutal, but 12 on the road.
It's Monday night. I don't do any numbers for this yet. I'd probably take the 12 with the Giants. I'll let you know. Well, luckily we'll be able to do this one on Monday. I don't know what I'm betting on this one yet. If gun to my head right now, I'd probably take the Giants to cover 12 points.
Gun to your head right now, I'd call the cops.
I'd just say, you know what, man? Just
let's find another phrase for that one. Horvath.
Gets me out of this virtual Halloween party and another math test today. Just do it.
Fun fact: the Giants will be wearing their throwback uniforms. And I think it's going to say Giants on their helmet instead of the NY.
Huh.
Really is a fun fact.
That's good.
All right, take us out to the Paul game. Paul Emig, your host, Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath, Evan Heffelfinger is here.
Yeah.
We wrap up the week with trivia. Paul, as I'm for some reason shouting at the top of my lungs, go ahead and take it away.
All right, Bart. All right, Ryan. All right, Evan. Okay, I won't shout. Five categories this week for trivia. We have the trenches.
Yes.
Because
yes.
there are now trench leagues that I'm joining. I don't know if you guys have heard about them. So
yeah, I'm
the
in
trenches.
One. Yeah.
NBA MVP, sacks, MLB 2021, and Will Fuller, Amari Cooper. So we have those five categories, starting with the trenches. And Evan, coming off of his just resounding defeat last week, will go first, followed by Bart, followed by Horvath, who has won the past two in a row. We are going to go for the trenches going into the 2020 season, okay, at the start of it. Pro Football Focus put out a list of the top 25 interior offensive linemen and the top 25 offensive tackles. Now, we're just going to cut it down to the top 15. So you can name any player rated by Pro Football Focus heading into this season, back in August, as a top 15 interior offensive lineman or a top 15 offensive tackle. Starting with Evan Heffelfinger.
As a big guy, you think I should know more of these, but I really do not. So I'm going to go David Bakhtiari.
David Bakhtiari was third on the offensive tackle list coming into this season. Bart.
Well, again, I'm the one in a trenches fantasy league, and that's offensive and defensive linemen only. I would have to think the guy that just got paid, Ronnie Stanley, is in there. He's a first-round pick in my league with Baltimore.
Fourth overall on the offensive tackle list, Ryan Horvath.
Take him.
The best part about being a Notre Dame fan, besides going undefeated every year only to get clubbed when it matters the most, is that every year we have the best linemen, so I'll go Zach Martin.
Zach Martin is correct. He's number two on the interior offensive line list, Evan Heffelfinger.
Quentin Nelson.
Damn it. Another Notre Dame
Quentin
guy.
Nelson, number one.
Okay, and then I am going to go. Give me Laremy Tunsil.
Laremy Tunsil, I'm pretty sure is correct. He is 11th on the offensive tackle list.
I'll go Jason Kelsey.
Kelsey was there. See exactly where he was, third on the interior offensive line list. Evan, for three or minus three.
Ryan Ramczyk.
Ramczyk was, I think, number two on the offensive tackle list ahead of Bakhtiari heading in. Yes, number two. He was ranked heading in. Bart, for three or minus three.
Jeez.
Just think of your trench league.
Yeah, this is your category.
I got a confession.
What?
I'm not in a trenches league.
Yeah. What?
You liar.
I said that to make fun of people that love the trenches.
Oh, see, I just thought, like,
I love the
a lot with the emails from Mark that was a real thing.
Well, those emails are
real.
What
are you implying, Paul?
Yeah.
Those are
real. I don't know.
Comes from Mustard with a size of cheese
I'm
sauce.
Punting.
He says, get up.
I am punting.
Stop.
I am punting.
Already?
I am.
Horvath, three or minus three?
The secret world of Alex Mack.
Oh, I think, yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's still up there. He's number four overall on the interior offensive line. Evan.
Brambalaga Awa,
now with the Chargers, is correct. I think. Actually, wait, did he sneak in here? Brambalaga Awa is 21st on the list and incorrect. We need the top 15.
Punt.
Minus four. Bart punts. Horvath, four or minus four.
I'll go with David DeCastro.
David DeCastro.
Steelers.
Doesn't he work here?
No.
He is fifth on the interior offensive line list. Bart.
Punt.
Horvath, five, minus five.
The only man to ever go to his father's funeral and try to cut his head off, Richie Incognito. He also hit somebody with a dumbbell that off. Now he's back in the league.
And he's 10th on the interior offensive line list.
He's awesome. He's actually like one of the top-ranked linemen this year. I got another one, too.
All right.
Do it.
Give me Brandon Sheriff from the Redskins. Or the football team. Rewind the show.
Ninth overall on the interior offensive line list is Brandon Scherf of football team fame.
Punt.
Horvath, 7 minus 7.
Minus 7? You know what? I'll punt. Let's move this along.
All right, so we leave that category.
So
21 for Horvath, 2 for Evan, and 3 for Bart. As we move into the NBA MVP. So there was a list put out. There's a couple different 2021 MVP odds going into next season. We're going to use the one that was picked up by Sports Illustrated, which is the one from sportsbetting.com. So you just need to tell me anybody with 50-1 odds or better to be the MVP next season. 50-1 odds or better to be NBA MVP next season, starting with Bart.
How many are there?
There's about 15.
Well, I'll go with Giannis.
Giannis, 9-2 odds, correct. Horvath.
I'll go with Luka.
Has the best odds. He got ahead of Giannis in both of the MVP prediction bets that I saw. Evan.
James Harden,
8-1. Bart.
Kevin Durant.
Kevin Durant, 10-1.
I'll go with the guy that I bet this year, Anthony Davis.
Anthony Davis, 7-1. Evan.
LeBron, who will be 36 next year.
LeBron, 7-1 odds.
He'll probably get it, too, because he cried
Bart.
This year.
Seth Curry. I meant Steph Curry.
Steph Curry, 5-1 odds.
I'll go with the four-letter network's MVP every year, despite the fact he's only been in the league for 3 years, Jason Tatum.
Jason Tatum, 25-1.
He's only 18 years old.
Evan.
You know he's got a kid named Deuce? They didn't show him at all in the bubble.
Kawhi Leonard.
Kawhi, 9-1. Bart, 4 or -4?
I will go with Jimmy Butler.
25-1.
Wow. I'll go with Dame Time, Damian Lillard.
Lillard has 15-1.
I was going to say, I'll quit basketball watching it if he's not on that list.
Evan, 4 or -4?
My boy, my brother from another mother, Nikola Jokic.
Kula, 25-1. Bart, 5 or -5? There are, let's see, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 answers remaining.
Why don't you give me Potawatomi's best client, Joel Embiid?
Damn it.
Joel Embiid, 25-1.
All right, if KD's on there, Kyrie's got to be on there. I'll go Kyrie Irving.
Kyrie sneaks in at the 50-1 marker that I said you had to get in front of, so that is correct. Evan, 5 or -5. There are 3 remaining answers. And these are all 50-1s. There's 4 guys with 50-1. Kyrie was one of them. The other 3 correct answers are all 50-1.
Mm-hmm. We'll go with ESPN's also favorite player, Zion Williamson.
Is correct. 50-1.
Oh, I was going to say that.
Bart, 6 or -6 if you want to try to get one of the remaining 2.
You be. Give me one of the remaining 2. Na-na-na-na.
5, 4.
Give me Donovan Mitchell.
Is correct. 50-1.
Really?
Horvat, there is only 1 left. Do you want to go for it?
How many points?
6.
Yeah, what the hell? I want, if he's not on the list, I'll break these headphones. It's got to be Devin Booker after the bubble.
Devin Booker, 70-1. Incorrect.
Damn it. Who was it?
There go the headphones.
Oh, we're not done yet.
Oh.
Evan, do you want to try for it?
Trae Young.
How? Yes, that is correct.
Over Devin Booker. Wow.
If it wasn't Devin Booker, it was Trae Young, so I'm glad that you guessed Devin Booker.
I was going to say Jamal Murray.
I'm betting $100 on Devin Booker. What was Devin Booker? 70-1?
70-1. Jamal Murray, 100-1.
Oh, you know what? He's dating a Kardashian now. Damn it, he's on that island. He's on COVID Island with the Kardashians, Devin Booker.
Did you see what Kanye did for Kim?
I don't care. The hologram.
I saw the hologram.
That is disgusting.
What's more disgusting is the fact that they're stealing Devin Booker. They took Lamar Odom from me. They took Tristan Thompson from me. They took the white guy that wasn't very good.
Chris Humphries.
Zach Humphries. And now they're taking Devin Booker from me, damn it. He's all
next category. We have a tight game here. We have Horvat 30, Bart 24, Evan 23.
I should have punted. I'm such a schmuck.
All right, we have sacks. We need any of the 25 NFL players with 4 or more sacks. 25 players, have 4 or more sacks. Can you name them, starting with Horvat?
Sacks. Ooh. I'll go with, God, I actually don't know that I know any. With
5 seconds. 4 seconds.
Oh,
3 seconds.
God. Miles Garrett. I just talked about him.
Leads the league with 9. Evan.
I'll go Za'Darius Smith.
That's the only one I know.
He has 6 sacks. That's correct.
Like, all of them came against Atlanta, though.
Well, Ty Summers had 20 sacks in my Madden franchise with the Jets.
Nice.
A lot of inside blitzes? Or do you move him outside?
I put him at the edge.
So you're like the Ted Thompson where you just draft guys and then just
throw
them
out. He's my left end.
Next, you'll be taking a shooting guard out of Miami, Ohio and playing him at corner.
Guys with sacks, more than 4 sacks.
There are 25 of them.
I guess I'll say Aaron Donald.
Damn it.
Has 8 sacks. He's second in the league. Horvat.
Shoot. I almost just swore. JPP, Jason Pierre-Paul.
Yeah, 5.5 sacks.
All of them were against Rodgers.
Evan.
TJ Watt.
Yeah.
Is correct, 5.5 sacks. Bart, for 2 or -2.
I'm going to say return of Khalil Mack.
Is correct with 5.5 sacks. Once again.
Oh, man. Give me Brandon Graham.
Oh, my
correct.
God.
Is that wrong?
You know what I'm saying? It's correct, Brandon Graham. You laugh away once again.
I wish I knew what you guys were referencing.
I know. I
don't know the Mac.
Oh, you lied to me. All the times I never.
But I do. But
last
I do.
Last week
do,
it was
do.
Arrested Development. This week you guys don't know Mac Morrison.
But I try. But I
knew
try,
the TV
try,
show
try.
Arrested Development, which is much better than the rap group Arrested Development.
I don't know. Everyday People was my jam, but I was more of a Tennessee.
All right. Three or my. Wait. No, wait. You
no,
got
me.
Brandon.
I got Brandon Graham. Yeah.
I will go
Evan.
With recently traded Yannick Ngakoue.
Yes, 5 sacks.
I'd give it to him just for saying the name right.
Ngakoue.
Not going to be working here anymore, so I guess it really don't matter.
I am going to go with Cam Jordan.
Cam Jordan.
Ooh, I don't know.
I don't. Nope, not in there.
He's kind of sucked this year.
Horvat, 4 or -4?
Let's see. Ooh, God. Bud Dupree.
Bud Dupree is correct. 5 sacks. Evan.
Joey Bosa.
Bosa has 4.5. Correct. Horvat.
It is delicious, though.
Give me a Montez. Don't call me Keith Sweat, even though I keep it twisted.
Montezzi, 5 sacks.
Who could get to the quarterback like him? Nobody.
Evan.
The brother of.
No, actually, I did it. No, I swear. No, did they do that? No, I'm a huge Keith Sweat fan.
I like when Bart yells way
from the back. Feel like
sorry.
I do.
I didn't know my mic was on.
Tell me what.
Was it off that
I
whole time?
Yeah.
Oh,
Evan.
All right. Nick Chubb's brother, Bradley.
Bradley Chubb. 4.5 sacks. Horvat.
Oh, God. I'll go with, Chris Jones?
Chris Jones. 4.5. Evan. 6 or -6?
I'm actually listening today. 4.5 was the cutoff, right, Paul?
4 was the cutoff.
4 was? So I can't throw
6
Preston.
Or minus 6.
I want to throw Preston Smith on that list, but he's got -4.
Heffel Finger.
Calais Campbell.
Campbell has 4 sacks.
Give me Joey Bosa.
Joey Bosa was said.
Give me, oh, Lord, Eldon Smith. He's been awesome.
4 sacks. Sneaks in.
Oh, I thought he had more than that. You know he worked out with Jay Glazer?
Evan.
Oh, I don't know.
That's how you get a job in the NFL, work out with Glazer. 7 or -7? Evan. Seventh Evan.
Ryan Kerrigan.
Nice. He's got to be on there.
4 sacks.
Oh, man. Give me Calais Campbell.
What's said?
Oh, God. Give me...
Seventh, Evan.
Holy cow. Give me...
That's the first time you've heard that?
Yeah.
Leonard Floyd?
4 sacks.
What do you say?
Yes, correct. 4. Evan.
I don't know if I have another one.
8 or -8?
See, but he's going to win.
Evan can wait.
Yeah, I'll punt.
All right, I got one more.
Wait, are you punting, Evan?
Yeah, I'm punting.
I'm just going off of guys that sacked Aaron Rodgers last Sunday, and I'm going to go with a man that not only got to Aaron Rodgers but also likes to ride horses. Devin White. I think he had, 2 in that game?
Oh,
White has 4 sacks.
Yeah, all you got to do, this was an easy category. You just look at who's played against Aaron Rodgers for Tampa Bay. And boom.
All right. Evan, punt?
Yeah.
10 or -10, Horvat? This is your last one if you want it.
I want it, but I don't want to lose 10 more points, so I'll punt.
All right. We move on with Horvat climbing all the way up to 75. Evan, 51. Bart, 24.
Oh, man. Good show.
All right. We'll shorten this one up a little bit. ESPN put out a story with the way too early power rankings for the 2021 MLB season. I was going to say top 15. I'm going to cut it off at top 10 in the interest of time. Tell me any of the teams that were... Actually, we'll go top 12 to make it fair amongst the three of you. Top 12 MLB teams as ranked going to 2021 by the four-letter network HGTV, starting with the last place person, which is Bart.
Dodgers.
Dodgers are number one.
Rays.
Rays are number four.
Wow, really?
The Braves.
The Braves are number two.
Houston.
Houston is number 11. What about?
I'll go with the Padres, San Diego.
Padres are number three.
The White
Evan.
Sox.
The Tony La Russa-led White Sox are five.
What a mistake.
Yeah, was that before La Russa got hired? They put out that list?
It was. They dropped from 5 to 25.
I love
Bart, 3 or minus 3?
Bronx Bombers.
Damn it.
The Yanks are number 6.
I'll go with, give me Oakland, the Oakland A's.
Damn it.
Oakland Athletics are 8.
That's my team.
Evan?
The Twins.
Twins have got to be up there. 7.
They're not called the Twins. They're Bomba Squad.
There are three left. Bart for 4 or minus 4.
The Indians?
They're turning up the heat.
They are 12th.
Oof. God. Give me the Reds. And Castellanos, a deep drive back to left field.
I don't know if I'm ever going to crack the mic again. And there's a
The impression is good. The answer is incorrect. They are 20th.
Really?
Oh.
What, did they lose all the guys that they picked up?
Well, they lost Tom Bredeman, and you know.
Oh, yeah, good call.
Well, you said lost. I think they're sometimes.
Yeah, give credit where credit is due. Some are saying the best apology.
Yeah, you know what? He doesn't think he'll ever even crack a mic again. And Castellanos with a drive deep back to right, he's going to need a rocket up his ass to catch that one. It is gone, and I am
Evan,
so sorry.
I consider Evan, myself four, a man minus of faith. I'm going to go with the Cubs.
Cubs are 10th.
Over the Reds? What?
Bart, there is one left if you want to go for it for 5 or minus 5.
The Cubs? Who the hell is even on that team next year?
Me. You want to go for it, Bart?
Washington.
Seriously, they're trying to trade the whole team.
Washington, I don't think is correct. They're 14th.
Remember
incorrect.
When they won the World Series?
Evan, do you want to go for it, the one remaining, or do you want to punt?
I'll punt because I don't want to lose the points.
All right, the answer would have been, at number 9, the New York Mets.
What?
Feels questionable, doesn't it?
Yeah.
All right.
Highly.
What?
Hey.
What?
It's a power rankings list. Power rankings are subjective. We go into the last category. Horvat, 77. Evan, 61. Bart, 29. All right, this category is about one. We know for a fact, okay? Either Will Fuller or Amari Cooper will be a Packer by Tuesday, right? We know that.
100%.
So now we just want to know, Amari Cooper was drafted 4th overall in 2015. Will Fuller, 21st overall in 2016. Can you name any player drafted ahead of either of those former future Packers? Starting with Bart.
Could you repeat the question?
Drafted ahead of Amari Cooper in 2015. Cooper was 4th overall. Or ahead of Will Fuller in 2016. Fuller was 21st overall. Name any player drafted ahead of those two players.
I don't remember drafts.
If the group says I should give out the first overall pick of both drafts, I will give the first overall
Miles
pick.
No, Myles Garrett.
No, because 2015 is easy.
All right, Myles Garrett is incorrect. Wrong draft.
All right, give him the first then. Or
no,
I can't. Let's let him back in, though.
No, I'm not going to win anyway.
All right, 2015 was the James.
Wait, Evan goes first.
Oh, damn it. Well, I just gave him one.
Well, I was going to go with Jameis anyway.
Were you? Okay, I'll go with Marcus Mariota then.
Correct. Evan.
I don't remember who the third pick is. So I'm going to go Carson Wentz.
Wentz, number 2 overall?
I'll go with Dante Fowler, the third pick that year.
That's correct. And now we just cleared out 2015. Good. Evan.
Zeke.
Zeke, 4th overall.
Got
Go
it.
Quickly. What about?
Oh, Jesus Lord. Jared Goff.
Goff, first overall. Evan.
Joey Bosa. Oh, yeah.
Bosa, third overall.
Good job. I'm going to go Jalen Ramsey.
Fifth overall.
excuse me, Laremy Tunsil.
Tunsil was 13th overall.
Oh, man. Leonard Floyd.
Floyd was 8th or 9th overall.
Not good. Eli Apple.
Eli Apple went to the Big Apple and went 10th overall.
Yeah, that was Buckner. The hell is his name? DeForest Buckner.
Yes, 7th overall.
Ronnie Staley.
Oh, yeah.
Or Stanley.
Ronnie Staley is... Stanley is correct. Yep.
Defense. Carl Joseph went early that year.
He did. 14th overall. All right, speed round.
Yeah.
Huh. Corey Coleman.
3, 2, 1. Corey Coleman's correct. Go.
I'll go with Shaq Lawson.
Shaq Lawson is correct. And Evan, if you can name 4 in a row, you win. Otherwise, Horvat wins.
I can't name 1 in a row right now. So
what?
I'm
game, set, match.
I'm
3 in a row for Ryan Horvat.
Ryan Kelly.
Give the music. Cue the music.
3 in a row, I hope to go home and find out my wife is not working today, so I can start boozing before noon.
Anyone else got a song?
Not really today.
No, I lost.
I've like to use all my creative juices this week.
What about just like Return of the Mac?
You
well,
lied
that is queued
to
up.
Me.
For sure. It is definitely queued up, and I am.
Evan, ask your grandpa about this one.
All right, Paul, we appreciate you.
Hi, Paul.
I got to let you go so I can crank Mark Morrison. See you, buddy. Say bye, Paul.
Bye.
Goodbye, Paul.
Follow me.
Bye.
I'm Bart Winkler. That's Ryan Horvat. That's All Dogs Go to Evan.
Nice.
We're back tomorrow on Monday or whatever.
Yeah, who cares? Yes, I try. Yes, I try. Young love to me. Even though you know I die for you. Young love to me. Yes, I cry. Yes, I cry.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.